Simon & Schuster Audio presents Karamo, My Story of Embracing Purpose, Healing, and Hope by Karamo Brown. Read by the author.
Introduction. Hey friends, as the resident culture expert, therapist, or life coach on Queer Eye, you can decide what you want to call me. I help people evaluate how they respond to their internal and external struggles. While my Queer Eye castmates make over the contestants' style, home decor, diet, and grooming, my job is to make over their hearts and minds, which is why I love being on the show. As I write from the set of Queer Eye in Kansas City, Missouri, I have just had a long but rewarding week helping a hero, that's what we call the guest on the show, who was struggling with forgiveness and needing closure. It was my first time exploring this theme this season, and I was very excited about it. I'd spent almost every night coming up with the most impactful ways of helping this hero get to a space where he understood that getting closure from the trauma that had happened in his life began with forgiving himself, then forgiving the person who inflicted the trauma, and last, accepting that this experience was meant to provide him with a lesson so he could be the amazing person he was destined to be. Earlier today, my Queer Eye castmate, Bobby Burke, walked into the trailer that the cast uses when we're on set. He stood over me as I sat at my computer and read what I was planning to do with the hero in order to help him get to a place of forgiveness and closure. To be honest, I like when my castmates, especially Bobby, take a sneak peek at my plans. Before I could say anything, I felt a small drop of water hit my hand. I turned around and I saw that Bobby had tears in his eyes. "Damn you, Karopra," he said. That's his nickname for me. "Now you're making me cry just reading what you're going to be doing." I laughed, but his response told me I had figured out an effective way to help our hero grow and roll smoothly into his destiny. Side note, I wish I could tell you which hero I'm talking about, but contractually, I'm not able to write about that person. But once season 3 drops, I wonder if you'll be able to guess who it is. Even as I write about this powerful moment, I'm reminded of all the other ones that have happened in the past months. In February of 2018, Queer Eye began streaming on Netflix. In less than a year, the boys and I had been to London, Australia, and Japan for the show. We were invited to the Emmys, presented an award, and won 3 of them. But the most fulfilling thing...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?